Former Secret Service agent Clint Hill says providing security for President John F. Kennedy was a challenge.
With President Kennedy, was mix and mingle. He didn't like anybody to be come between he and the people.
November 22, 1963, began like most presidential visits, even though it was in a part of the country, Texas, that was not enthusiastic about the president.
This was an extremely conservative area. Kennedy was not labeled as a conservative by any stretch of the imagination, and so it was considered it could be some problems that developed, but we had no threats, no information that would lead us to believe that it was going to be a major problem.
As the president's motorcade made its way through Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Hill was on a vehicle behind the presidential limousine.
And I heard an explosive noise to my right rear, to the rear of the motorcade. I saw the president grab at his throat and move to his left. I knew something was wrong. So I jumped and ran toward the presidential car with the idea of getting up on top. By the time I just about got to the car, third shot had been fired, hit the president in the head, caused a massive wound which caused blood and brains and bone material to be exploded out onto the car, onto me, onto Mrs. Kennedy. She was trying to retrieve some material that came off the president's head and went to the right rear. I grabbed her and did the best I could to get her back in the seat. When I did that, the president fell to his left into her lap. I got up on top and lay on top behind both of them, and I turned and gave a thumbs down to the follow-up car.
Something has happened in the motorcade route.
That event lasted less than a minute, but it scarred Clint Hill for life.
I feel guilt. I feel responsibility. I was the only agent who was in a position to do anything that day.
The assassination shook the nation and the Secret Service. Clint Hill protected three more presidents, but in 1975, overcome by depression, he retired. In 2009, author Lisa McCubbin requested an interview with Hill for a possible book.
He'd done one interview in 1975 with 60 Minutes. That's a classic interview in which he had basically a nervous breakdown on television. And from then, he went into seclusion.
Encouraged by friend, former agent, and now author Gerald Blaine, Hill and other agents in Dallas on that day decided to talk, in part to document how the assassination affected them. Hill says the release last year of the Kennedy detail has been therapeutic.
It's been very cathartic, and especially being able to go out and talk to the people about the book, answer it, a lot of the questions that they have, because there are still a lot of questions out there.
One question often asked is whether or not there was more than one assassin. Hill supports the findings of the Warren Commission, which concluded that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman. Kane Faerbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.